Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is the Lamb of God and the Lion. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this short time, and we're just humbled and grateful for everything. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. Acknowledge that you are God. And Jesus, we reveal yourself to us. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the answer for every believer, for sure. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The answer for unbelievers is Jesus. If some, you know, that's their first need, of course, because their eternity depends on it. When someone finds Jesus, then there's four phases, but the greatest thing is the glory of the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. Amen. A very brief announcement I want to give. In the next week or so, I want to give some messages, maybe one or more, about the vision, the glorious vision that Ezekiel had that's in Ezekiel chapter 1. He saw the glory of the Lord and God on His throne. Amen. You know, sometimes, and let me say this, if we let the Holy Spirit reveal that to us, that vision, it's just so glorious. So recommended reading, Ezekiel chapter 1. And I'm just going to, at some point soon, just talk about it. But it's so wonderful. And here's the thing. When we find the Lord and His glory, everything in our most holy faith becomes wonderful and glorious. And I want to keep this message today very short and simple, and that it's all about Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and His glory, His majesty. Here's a secret. And I've been saying it, but this is so important. When we meet Him like that, everything disappears and is canceled. Everything else. Even us. Us. Our old nature. Our past. Our failures. It's all canceled and disappears. Amen. And that's the answer. Now, the wonderful thing is, God is merciful and loving and gentle. Jesus said, I'm gentle and lowly in heart. He works with us, doesn't He? He has patience. Oh, I mean, we fail, but He's always faithful. If we just continue on, He will lift us up in the power of His might. That's, you know, and so there's no need to worry or be concerned. All is well, because when we have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, we have God Almighty in our life. Amen. I mean, we're condemned. Reinhard Bonnke said, we're condemned to victory. So I just want to encourage you with this. But that one thing, His presence, the presence of Jesus. When we find Him in that way, the whole Bible becomes alive. Ministry flows. We naturally want to worship. We naturally want to serve Him. What a privilege to serve Him. What a privilege just to know Him. Through the good times and the hard times and the challenging, what a privilege to know the Lord Jesus and to know that we have our eternity is secure. Amen. I mean, it's so wonderful. And isn't that fascinating? That's the answer. That's the meaning of life. That's the purpose of human existence, is the glory of the Lord, the only true God, the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to just keep proclaiming it. You know, sometimes we do all these different things, some of which are really good, such as the Bible. The Bible, it's glory to God. It's God's holy word. But the main, greatest, and most important thing, the glorious Lord Jesus, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when we find Him, we ourselves, we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We are living epistles. We are, we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And now, you know, everything that we're doing, everything changes. He redeems everything. Amen. We're new creations. We are, and everything flows from that. Amen.